with SRN Sports. I'm George Williams. A busy night in sports last night, including the news that President Trump is heading to see the Super Bowl this weekend. Let's start with the NBA, where the two top teams in the East went head-to-head, the Celtics defeating the Cavaliers 112-105, Jason Tatum leading Boston with 22 points, Derek White adding 20. By two, the 76ers beat the Mavericks 118-116, also by two, Nets over the Rockets 99-97. It was the Knicks over the Raptors, Bulls beat the Heat in and out, the Lakers down the Clippers 122-97, and the Trailblazers also routed the Pacers. NHL play, a shutout Bruins over the Wild 3-0, Jets shut the Hurricanes out 3-0, Canucks shut the Avalanche out 3-0. In overtime, Oilers over the Blues 3-2, by the same score, Sabres over the Blue Jackets, Devils beat the Penguins 3-2, Utah over the Flyers 3-2, Canadiens over the Sharks, Lightning beat the Senators, Maple Leafs, Capitals, Islanders, Ducks, and Red Wings also your NHL winners. This is SRN Sports. Well, New Orleans is ready for the Super Bowl, but is the Super Bowl ready for the president?
President Trump will attend the Super Bowl on Sunday, becoming the first ever sitting president to attend the big game. This year's game will see the Kansas City Chiefs take on the Philadelphia Eagles at the Caesar Superdome in New Orleans. The Chiefs are attempting to become the first team to win three straight Super Bowls.
That's correspondent Tayshia Stevens. Busy night in NCAA men's top 25 basketball. A number of the top-ranked teams were on the floor, including top-ranked Auburn defeating Oklahoma 98-70. Fifth-ranked Houston over Oklahoma State. Sixth-ranked Florida downs Vanderbilt. It was number 7 Purdue over Iowa 90-81 in an upset by 3 points UCLA over 9th-ranked Michigan State 63-61, and 12th-ranked St. John's trips up 11th-ranked Marquette 70-64. 13th-ranked Texas Tech over Baylor in an upset. 25th-ranked Ole Miss downs number 4 Kentucky 98-84. Arizona and Wisconsin also your winners. This is SRN Sports.